说中文。
Chinese pod, Chinese pod, Chinese pod, that's the way to learn Chinese. Chinese pod, Chinese pod, Chinese pod, that's the way to learn Chinese.
Hello there, Ellie's. I'm Ken Carroll.
Hi there, I'm Jenny.
We have what I think is a fascinating lesson today,
Jenny. We are singing today, just heard.
We have what I would call a cultural goldmine for you here today.
I agree.
Not only do you get the language, but you get the culture, the history, and all sorts of kind of interesting insights. Because we're talking about a young chap who actually died in 1963, in fact.
At the age of 22.
The age of 22. Mm. And his name was...
Lei Feng.
Second and first tone, isn't that right?
Yes.
Lei Feng.
And you cannot not know that name in China. It's such an important part of our culture. He is a young chap who served in the army.
The PLA.
And did countless great things, altruistic things.
This man was an altruist, a selfless altruist who spent his entire life, it would seem, going around helping old ladies and darning socks for the PLA. And you name it, he was there doing it.
And he is... our 榜样.
That's a great, great, great expression there. 榜样. Tell us something about the 榜样.
榜样, third and fourth tone, means a role model. So basically, after Lei Feng's death, his good deeds became known to the public.
Yes.
And the government started this campaign.
Yes.
Which encourages us to learn from Lei Feng.
Good. Now this
good role model.
Great. Now, this campaign was called...
学习雷锋好榜样.
That's right. Now, learn from Lei Feng, the role model. Now,
and they even wrote a song about
they
it.
They wrote lots of songs about it, actually.
This particular song, we're going to hear only one sentence, one phrase.
Yeah.
I think half of the entire population in China can sing it.
For sure.
对.
For sure. So it's hard to overestimate. I mean, as I said, it emerged after 1963.
Mm.
We'll go into it, how it emerged and why it emerged, I think, later in the lesson. But this phenomenon of Lei Feng and 学习 Lei Feng, it swept across schools, the military.
Even until now.
Until now, it's still common. You still see it in schools. You see it written on blackboards when you walk around schools and stuff like that. Yeah. And so, culturally, it is a gold mine. We couldn't even possibly cover, the significance of it here. So anyway, let's have a listen to the dialogue because it's based on the song, in fact.
Mm.
And it's kind of funny. I think David did an awesome job on this this recording. And I know that you actually directed this. You are the director for this one. I think it's really funny. It's really interesting. There's a goldmine of language and culture. We'll take a look at that in a moment. But let's listen three times to the dialogue.
对话第一遍，
学习雷锋好榜样。
停，学习雷锋，注意学习。来，
学习雷锋，
很好，继续。
好榜样，
大家注意，榜样好榜样。再来，
学习雷锋好榜样，
学习雷锋好榜样。
第二遍，
学习雷锋好榜样。
停，学习雷锋，注意学习。来，
学习雷锋，
很好，继续。
好榜样，
大家注意，榜样好榜样。再来，
学习雷锋好榜样。
第三遍，
学习雷锋好榜样。
停，学习雷锋，注意学习。 来，
学习雷锋，
很好，继续，
好榜样，
大家注意，榜样，好榜样，再来，
学习雷锋，好榜样。
A choir practicing the song.
You know, I think the best dialogues on Chinese Pod are the ones where there's a lot that you infer, right?
Mm,
you
have to. Yes.
It's not everything is not explained, spelled out for you. Like the relationship between this teacher who is so 认真, he's so
so keen, enthused,
yeah, and these kind of young kids who are just slightly less.
So.
It's kind of funny and it's very typical, I think.
Well, mm.
Anyway, so let's take a look at the language. Let's take it from the top.
好学习雷锋好榜样
So, learn from great example of 雷锋
学习雷锋好榜样
Learn from the role model 雷锋
学习雷锋好榜样停学习雷锋注意学习来
Okay, stop. NowLearn from Lei Feng. Notice the learn again.
停，学习雷锋，注意学习，来。
Okay, stop everybody. Now, we're talking learn from Lei Feng, right? Take note of the learn. Now, again.
停，学习雷锋，注意学习，来。学习雷锋。
Okay, so learn from Lei Feng.
很好，继续。
Very good. Continue.
很好，继续。
Very good. Now continue.
很好，继续。好榜样。
Good example.
好榜样。
Great role model.
好榜样。大家注意，榜样，好榜样。再来。
Now,be careful, everyone. Take note of the example. Good example. So, once more.
大家注意，榜样，好榜样。再来。
Now, everyone take note of the example. Good example. One more time.
大家注意，榜样，好榜样。再来。学习雷锋好榜样
Great stuff! Now, there's a lot of repetition and patterns here, but there's a lot of other interesting stuff. Let's just look at the first sentence, because this covers a lot of what appears later.
学习雷锋好榜样
Now, 学习雷锋 just means study.
Learn from.
Learn from.
对
Yeah.
好榜样
Yeah. Now we said that the 榜样 means
role model.
Role model.
对
And the 好榜样 is a
good role model.
Now, how would we say a bad role model?
坏榜样
Wow.
坏榜样
坏榜样
对 So wow. in school, very often you will have a star student.
Yes, who is a
好榜样
Yeah.
And the teacher says, oh, we have to learn.From 这个好榜样、
mm.
学习他的好榜样、
hmm.
然后不要学坏榜样
Yeah, don't learn from the bad egg
对、
yeah. Great stuff, amazing stuff Now, the director here, he's in control He's so prissy and so focused here And he's like leading them on So he's telling him to stop and he just says
停停
停、
嗯、
second tone, right?
对
停 just basically means stop. You can use it in any context.
Yes.
Now, he's telling you need to pay attention. So the verb here to take note of or pay attention to is
注意注意
注意、
two fourth tones?
Yeah.
Again, very good mnemonic.
Yeah.
Pay attention. Emphasize. 注意
注意、That's right. Now, he's telling them to 注意学习
对
Right?、
Pay attention to this word.
学习 this particular word. Now, and when you're calling them to continue or to again, you just say
来
来
来
来、So, he first of all, he says stop. He says
停停
gives them their instruction, and then he tells them to continue. He says,
来,
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 which literally means come, of course.
Yes.、
Yeah. Now, off they go. He uses the term then. Later, he uses the term continue.
继续.
Two fourths again, right?
You're right.
继续.
对.
So you have 停, 来,
继续.
I stop, go, continue. There you have the instructions. If ever you want to lead a choir in China, this is what you have to do. Now, he's going, we've had it, the hao bang yang. The hao bang yang.
Hao bang yang.
Because here's a point. When they sing it like,
hao bang yang.
All right, so the fourth tone drops.
对.
Right? Remember, so when you're speaking.
Because it's musical.
That's right. So when you're speaking, you say,
hao bang yang. Hao bang yang.
That's right, hao bang yang. But when they're singing, they sing it more like
hao bang yang. You're learning fast.
Oh, yeah.
你在学习雷锋.
You are my hao bang yang. Hao bang yang.
不敢当.
Yeah. Yes, interesting stuff. Now he's going, so everybody pay attention to the
大家注意榜样.
Yeah, so everybody pay attention to the
榜样.
The pronunciation here.
对.
Now, one more time, and he uses one more phrase. He says, now, again, please.
再来.
再来. So he could just say, 来, or
再来.
Or to continue, he could say,
继续.
All right. And off they go, and they do 继续 as requested. Now, that is just really interesting. Now, culturally, there's some points I want to chat with you about, Jenny, but let's listen to that three more times.
Welcome back to another installment of Chinese Pod Trivia. And the question for you is, for what test does Chinese Pod offer preparation services for? Is it A, the polygraph? B, the colonoscopy? C, the HSK test? Or D, the CAT scan?
The CAT scan?
Ooh, sorry, that is incorrect. The correct answer is C, the HSK test. That's right, Chinese Pod will thoroughly prepare you to pass this rigorous test of proficiency in Chinese. ChinesePod.com/HSK.
学习雷锋好榜样，停！学习雷锋，注意学习，来！学习雷锋，很好，继续，好榜样。大家注意，榜样好榜样，再来！学习雷锋好榜样。
第二遍，学习雷锋好榜样，停！学习雷锋，注意学习，来！学习雷锋，很好，继续，好榜样。大家注意，榜样好榜样，再来！
学习雷锋好榜样，第三遍，学习雷锋好榜样，停！学习雷锋，注意学习，来！
学习雷锋，很好，继续，好榜样。大家注意，榜样好榜样。再来，学习雷锋，好榜样。So Ken, let's dig up some cultural gold.
Yeah, so this all started in 63, right? It was Mao himself, I think. It came from Mao himself.
对.
Came into possession. Mao came into possession of Lei Feng's diary. Now, Lei Feng, at the tender age of like 22 or whatever, had been in the PLA, had been selfless, had been, you know, renowned amongst, you know, his the people who knew him as just
he would just go out of his way helping people, doing good things for them, and even at his own expense.
Absolutely. You
know? If he only had $1, he would give it to someone.
That's right. He would share his food. He would work longer. He would stay up through the night. He would help in any scenario. And he was animated, of course, by this sort of revolutionary fervor.
Yes.
Which was very very prevalent in the 60s. Mm. And it sort of presaged the later 60s as well in an interesting way.
Well, my parents said, you know, in the 50s and 60s, the overall, the general social mood is very... very positive and altruistic.
Absolutely.
So you can leave your home without closing your door. Not locking, but without closing your door.
That's
and
right.
Nobody would come to your home and steal stuff.
That's right. And so, I mean, I think he died in relative anonymity, as I understand it.
But accident.
It was, an accident. A telegraph pole fell. I mean, he was like...
Way.
He was helping out with an army truck or something,
and
backing it
were,
up. And,
yeah.
And it hit the telegraph pole and it fell and killed him, the poor fella. And of course, he died in yet another act of altruism, you know. And so, you know, his diary where he had sort of written about this.
Lei Feng Ruji.
Yeah, his Ruji came into the possession of Mao Zedong, who thought, wow, you know, this guy's a role model. He is a
Bang Yang. 我们都要... 向雷锋学习.
That's right. And boy, did they turn him into a Bangyang, because it spread all across the country. And Mao was particularly adept at doing this this style of communication. He could just, that was his thing.
Yes.
And before he knew it, it was everywhere.
Yeah, you know, there's a day every year called... 雷锋日.
Oh, there still is?
对, the day of 雷锋. So on that day, there's a heightened emphasis to commemorate 雷锋 by helping people, doing good things.
You know, it's really interesting because the two cultural attitudes here are quite different. I mean, Chinese generally believe this, right? That he did
course.
Exist.
What do you mean?
No, he's a historical figure. We know that. But when you show, like, to Westerners, you show them, like, this diary, the stories of the stuff he used to purported to have done, it kind of, most Western people are a little bit sitting going like, no, nobody's this good.
Whereas I think even though a lot of Chinese people are cynical of certain things, Lei Feng and the story, the Bang Yang,
it's kind of
people are not cynical about
nobody
it.
Nobody questions it.
Yeah, you know, we go to kindergarten learning about Lei Feng, singing this song. So.
Yeah, so it's really interesting. To be honest, I mean, a lot of Westerners were kind of like smirking. It's just, there's no way, this doesn't make any sense. But interesting, when I talk to Chinese friends, they kind of say, well, I think they don't really care. It's like, we kind of, maybe it's a myth, maybe it's not, but we kind of accept it, and it's, I don't know, it's not a big deal. So it's an interesting cultural difference there.
对.
Wow, we could talk about this forever, because there's so much in it, and there's all that 60s period, which is a fascinating, the early 60s. I'm talking even before 66. The early 60s is a phenomenally interesting period in Chinese history, and he's right in the thick of it. It's so revealing. Anyway, we don't have time for that, unfortunately. We hope the lesson was useful. We hope it was fruitful. We can guarantee you that it has historical and cultural significance. So go and 学习雷锋, do some research, find out what you can about
it.
Absolutely.
Time to say 再见.
All right, see you tomorrow. 再见.
As usual, ChinesePod provides an extensive selection of learning materials for this lesson on its website, www.chinesepod.com. You can access this lesson directly with the lesson number 1055. So just go to www.chinesepod.com/1055 and you will find a transcript, vocabulary, and much more. The link again, www.chinesepod.com/1055.